baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
There's a restaurant in Chicago that people are buzzing about. It's the first Black-owned fine dining restaurant in the history of what is now called the South Shore Cultural Center. The owner is Donnell Digby. And Donnell, what was it before it was the South Shore Cultural Center? Oh, yeah. You know what, honey? You have to listen to me just on the phone because I hear your radio and you will get a delay. And they're not worried about you swearing. They're worrying about me swearing.
Okay. I appreciate it. Yeah. So prior to being the South Shore Cultural Center, it was the South Shore Country Club, built in 1906, and it was a place and a campus that did not allow African Americans and Jewish people on their campus.
So basically, the only way you were getting into that country club is if you were white and not Jewish.
There you go. Correct.
And so, many famous people were there. I understand European royalty, Amelia Earhart, Will Rogers, President William Taft. And then the Obamas had their wedding reception there. That's about the time things really changed, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Fast forward to recent history. The Obamas did get married. I had their wedding reception there.
And so now this is the location of your restaurant. It is NAFCE 1916. Tell us the meaning behind that name.
Yeah, well, NAFCE is a Swahili word for soul. And being a native Chicagoan and a firm believer in the integrity and the Chicago est of our city, I wanted to bring a soulful space to my community. And so we drew from our Swahili culture and brought the Nazi name there. And the 1916 is the rebuilding of the South Shore Country Center, now the South Shore Culture Club, after a fire of its original building of 1906.
And it's a beautiful building, I understand.
Oh, my goodness. The campus is beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. And we're the natural resource. We're at Lake Michigan, and it's a very picturesque landscape, especially this time of the year.
And I know you're very proud of your executive chef, Dondi Robinson. Tell me about what we can find on the menu when we come to NAFCE 1916.
Oh, my goodness. We have a wide variety of very particular soulful foods, right? So we have items like kale collard greens. We have a really good ceviche with white fish and shrimp. We have charbroiled oysters, and we even have new menu items like a new old red snapper. Chef Dundee has really put his heart and soul into creating a menu that's palatable for the community, that's bright and tasteful for the broader Chicagoland area, and that matches our picturesque landscape here at the lakefront.
I got to tell you, I saw that one of the entrees is catfish with a bouillabaisse bechamel sauce, and I went, oh my gosh. That takes an inventive person to come up with something like that.
Well, you know what? Inventive is the exact name that I would describe Chef as. He's very inventive. He's very passionate, and he really puts his heart and soul into the food, and it shows.
I've got to guess that this is not your first foray into the restaurant business. Tell me about your background.
Yeah. Well, so my background is brief in the restaurant world. I'm the owner and operator of another space called the Woodlawn. The Woodlawn is Chicago's very first pop-up restaurant, and I built the Woodlawn in 2018 as a space for chefs, restaurateurs, and caterers to come into my restaurant and serve food daily to the public. As pop-up restaurants, and it's been a great journey from there to now.
Wow. And so if people were to come in and visit this weekend, come to, and is it's NAFSE, right? NAFSE, because I think I was saying NAFSE, so it's NAFSE.
Yeah, it's NAFSE, heavy on the C, NAFSE, yeah.
Yeah, the Swahili word for soul.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably best to make reservations. We really recommend it. We've been getting a lot of fanfare, and people have really been enjoying the experience. And our website is NAFSESouthShoreBeach.com. They can book a table there, make their reservation, and come in and enjoy the changing of the colors on the trees, great food, and great vibes.
Yeah, the trees are really changing now. It's really just such a beautiful time in Chicago. What's the one thing that they've got to try on your menu before they leave, if they come in?
Listen, you have to try the peaches and herb cocktail. That's our number one signature cocktail, and it flies off the bar. People love it. It's a mix of Remy Martin and also Grey Goose Essence, and the bartender puts a very special blend on it, and it's served in a coupe glass. You'll love it.
Can your bartender bust out a peaches and herbs song while they're making it?
I'm sure we can figure a way to get it done. I'm sure.
It is so important this day and age that you have someone who can create cocktails that are that has the equivalency of creativity that your head chef does, right?
Yeah, you know, we paired some of our cocktails to our menu, and Chicago is a cocktail town. We really appreciate the essence of mixologists. So you really have to earn your chops to be recognized in Chicago as a good cocktail, space for cocktails and good food.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited to learn more about it. I'm so glad that you're a part of a building that has Chicago history, but it is now moved forward to, it's 2024. It should have happened decades ago, but at least you're there. And it's really nice to meet you, and we'll stop in and see you sometime.
God bless. Thank you, guys. I hope to see you soon.